Tomorrow is Parking Day here in Chattanooga and around the world. For more on what it is and how it's taking place this year, we turn to Eric Myers, Executive Director of Chattanooga Design Studio, and Kate Irvin with CDOT, the Chattanooga Department of Transportation. Eric, Kate, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow is Parking Day. We should remind folks what that is.
Parking Day is an event that happens every year globally, actually, where artists and community members and small businesses, activists for public spaces, different local governments, they all collaborate to transform very specific parking spaces, metered parking spaces, in fact, into temporary mini parks or parklets, as many people call them. And this is an event to really highlight the importance of the space usage that we have in our communities, in our cities in particular, and how parking and parking vehicles takes up so much space in most all of our cities across the globe.
It's sort of an excellent opportunity to creatively reimagine what those parking spaces could be if they weren't just housing cars. And it's a fun place to kind of allow businesses and community members, government, kind of everybody to get to put on their creative hat and play a bit with our streets. And I think we don't always think to be playful with our roadways.
And to be playful is a way to spark conversation about how better to use those spaces the rest of the year.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Now, of course, tomorrow is going to be different for Parking Day, given the circumstances that we're all living with now. It's going to be virtual. How's that going to work?
That's right, Ray. We've been hosting, if you will, or facilitating Parking Day for about 3 years now at the Chattanooga Design Studio. And we know that this year has to be different. You know, we can't have the gatherings surrounding Parking Day as an event that we've been having. We need to physically distance from one another. And so we've decided to turn Parking Day virtual this year. And so most of the events that will be occurring with Parking Day will be happening on social media. And more importantly, we felt that this year's Parking Day should directly link and partner with the Department of Transportation's program called Sprouts.
The Department of Transportation, in kind of early days of the pandemic, launched a program called Sprouts, which the idea behind it is to kind of reimagine how we're using our largest public space in the city, which is our roadways, to support the community, whether it's local businesses being able to expand their footprints outside into the sidewalk, parking lanes, or with what's been happening on Broad Street the past couple of weekends, fully into the roadway with closures and kind of increasing their capacity. We're looking into doing also kind of expansions of streets to allow for more recreation space and kind of play space. So the idea behind Sprouts was to really reimagine our streets as places and kind of places that we can interact with. And that really links quite well with the idea behind Parking Day. And so the Chattanooga Design Studio will be highlighting some of these existing Sprouts, kind of parklets and other locations that have been able to, through this program, expand. And while they'll be highlighting them virtually, people can also go to them in real life and grab a pizza or have a beer outside, you know, at Tremont Tavern, for example. So it's a really great way of highlighting what we're doing in the public realm while also supporting our small businesses.
And we talked about that program over the summer, Kate. How have things been going with it so far?
They've been good. So we have a number of businesses still participating. And then most recently, over Labor Day weekend, River City Company sponsored the closure of the 200 block of Broad Street to allow the businesses there to fully expand into the right-of-way, taking up, you know, the travel lanes as well as the bike lane and the sidewalks. And that has now been extended. So every weekend in September, that 200 block of Broad Street is closed on Saturdays and Sundays to allow these businesses to really kind of really expand their footprint. And it's been really successful. And so we're kind of looking to see how we can expand that to other areas of the city and get more businesses and people involved. So it's still growing.
Where can people go online for more information? Where can people go on social media to follow all the action for Parking Day virtually?
Parking Day virtually exists as a Facebook page. So search for Parking Day on Facebook, like and follow the page. And what you'll see are posts all day tomorrow of different parklets and different exercises that are surrounding all of the Parking Day events.
And CDOT will also be kind of promoting and retweeting and highlighting on Instagram everything that kind of comes out from the design studio for Parking Day as well tomorrow.
All right. Eric, Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you, Bray. You.